Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Loving Him. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
There are parts of you that only God should have. Only God. It's compared to husband and wife relationship, isn't it? He calls idol worship adultery. Because it is. It's not just figurative. It really is spiritually exactly what happens if husbands and wives are unfaithful to each other. And you can't say, well, if you are enlightened enough, it won't bother you if your spouse commits adultery. Well, then you'd be more enlightened than God. No, you got to realize if somebody's your spouse, they're not your property.
No.
You don't own them.
No.
You don't control them.
No.
But there are parts of their life and parts of them that nobody else should have.
That's right.
Is that right?
That's right?
No other man or woman should have. It's kind of like this in your relationship. Your heart is like a house. And in your house, there are people that you don't even know could come to the door of your house. Is that right?
Right.
And you might open the door and talk to them in the entryway or on the porch. But that's as far as they go.
Right.
Then there's other people, you bring them on into the living room. You don't know them well, but you know them some, and you talk, and but that's as far as they go. And then there's other people that your real friend. Your real friend, and you bring them on in back to the kitchen. Is that right? And sit down at the table or at the bar, and y'all eat together, and you talk together, and you talk about a lot of stuff, and you open your heart. But only your spouse do you go back to the bedroom with.
Amen.
Only your spouse. Well, with God, there are parts of our heart that we can share with other people. But the innermost part, the part that is the greatest love of our life, is to be reserved for Him.
Amen.
And He cares about you so much and that place that you're to give Him so much that if you give it to somebody else, He is not aloof and unaffected.
Right.
It angers Him. It bothers Him. He gets jealous. And so you're trying to make God like a man. No, He made us like Him. Can you see that?
Yes.
Keep reading. Verse 5, the Lord is a jealous God, visiting the iniquity, those that hate Him. Verse 6, and showing mercy unto thousands of who? Them that love Him. And how do you know that they do? And keep My commandments. In closing, James 4. James 4 and 4. Well, the Lord has helped us here today.
Amen.
I know some of this may be a little bit different than how you've thought or heard, but we need it. We need to come up.
Amen.
God's getting us ready for the next thing.
Yes.
Amen. He wants to be closer to us.
Yes.
He wants to reveal Himself more to us.
Yes.
Why don't He just do it? That's not the question. Why don't we love Him more?
Right.
Is the question. Why don't He reveal Himself to everybody? He would. He'd like to. But He doesn't do it. He does to those who love Him. Who want Him. enough to cancel this or that appointment and quit doing this all the time. Change up their lifestyle. Come on, are you with me? To begin to focus more of their time and energies into Him. Want Him. Desire Him. There might have been a time when you didn't love Him at all. Didn't know Him, didn't believe in Him. That's changed. Well, it can change again. You can go from loving Him this much to loving Him this much and this much. Come on, can you see this? Our love for Him is increasing. That's what's happening in these services. Our love for Him is growing. Our love for Him is advancing and increasing. I said, well, I need healing. I need healing. I'm hurting. This is the answer. Love Him more. Love Him more. Reach out to Him. What does He do to people that love Him? He manifests Himself to them. That's a healing. That's a need met. That's wisdom. That's direction. Yeah, but I need, but I need, but I won't. There's a bunch of people that want from Him, that need from Him, and don't love Him. And it's hard for Him to reveal Himself to them. Because they just want that. They don't want Him.
Right.
In healing school some years ago, Brother Hagin's ministry, there was a very wealthy couple there with their son who had a pronounced incurable disease. And they had come there as a last resort. This was all new to them. Very wealthy. Used to social circles that a lot of people normally aren't. And they were there a couple of weeks, and I just did not feel like he was responding to the word like he should be. And I got to praying some extra about him. And in prayer, this is what I saw. I mean, some things it's hard to even explain. Like this man represented God, and this represented the people. It was like they didn't want to get any closer to Him than they had to get that healing and then go back to their lifestyle, which was godless. They were only there to get that. They wanted what God had. They didn't want Him. That's a problem. Can you see that? That's a problem. Well, how would you feel? Somebody wants something from you, but they don't want you. How would you like that? No, you can be in a bad shape. It's easy to get on your mind. I need this. I need this. I got to have this. But if you'll come boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy and get grace to help in your time of need, if you'll listen, you'll say, God, I need that. He said, I know, baby. Come here. Come here. He don't just want your need met. He's already paid for all that. He's already done all that. He wants you.
Right.
Come here.
Glory.
Come here. Sit on my knee. Come here. Get close to me. Come here. A lot of times He'll start talking to you and you realize that thing ain't even the problem.
Right.
He'll start talking to you about this is what I made you for, and this is what I have planned for you, and this is what I want for you. And in that love, there's healing. In that love, there's restoration. In that love, there's deliverance. In that love, in His presence, there's fullness of joy. Glory to God. Glory to God. James 4:4. I'm reading the Amplified. James 4:4. He's telling some people, he said, you act like unfaithful wives, having illicit love affairs with the world. With the world, with the world, breaking your marriage vow to God. Do you not know that being the world's friend is being God's enemy? A lot of people are not in church because they love what's in the world more than they love what's in here.
That's right.
That's just a fact.
It is.
That's a problem. Being the world's friend is being God's enemy. Can you see why I said I quit using that word love on anything except God and people? I don't love a sport. Well, I love golf. I love swimming. I love ski. I love boating. No, quit it. Maybe you really have, and you need to quit that. Quit loving it. Don't mean you can't enjoy it from time to time, but don't love it. I love God. Say it out loud. I love God. And I love people. Whoever chooses to be a friend of the world takes his stand as the enemy of God. Keep reading. Or do you suppose that the scripture is speaking to no purpose that says the Spirit whom he has caused to dwell in us yearns over us, and he yearns for the Spirit to be welcome with a jealous love? Does God care if we love other stuff and other people more than him? Yes. He cares. It matters to him. We're his. He made us. Yes. And now we've been born again. Exclusively his. Yes. There's part of us that should only be his. Yes. And everything we are and have should be available to him because of our love for him. Yes. Nobody should have to work us into it or just coax us into it. We want to please him. We want to serve him. We want to know him more. Verse 8, what does it say? Come close to God. Why would you come close to God? Why? You want him. You desire him. You love him. You want more of him. Come close to God, and what will happen? We just keep seeing it. He will reveal himself to you by coming close to you. Why does most of the world not know him? They don't want to. I know that may sound strange, but they just don't care enough about him. Why do many Christians lead a dull life? Too much of other stuff. Not enough of him. Oh, but when we get to wanting him more, loving him more, coveting earnestly, the best gifts of the Spirit, earnestly desiring what's his. I believe it's working in you right now. Can you feel a stirring? Earnestly. Oh, friend, this little short life is not all there is. We're going to be out of here. Where are we going to go? Who are we going to see? Him. Who are we going to live with forever? Him. 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 We don't want to be distracted and preoccupied with the stuff in this world that's passing away so quickly. Right. And we certainly don't want to love it. Right. We don't love it. No. I don't love stuff. No. I don't love money. I love him. Amen. And I love his.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Loving Him, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 2nd, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.